after a long hiatus, let's just call it vacation, electrification returns. Hi, everybody. Corey Lopez, Phil Jensen here, Sensible Heating and Cooling, part owner with Joe, of course, who we talk about on this program as well. We're going to talk about some exciting stuff on this program, too. We don't have to catch up on the 8 months that we've missed here, but obviously in our family, there's a lot of baseball.
Yep. Lots of baseball, holidays, all kinds of things happened.
Yeah, and some really crazy fires out in California.
Yep.
We were lucky here in Colorado that didn't happen, but we can give a plug for indoor air quality and keeping keeping that going. Maybe here toward the end of the program and talk a little bit about that too. But if not, you can always go to sensibleheat.net and find out more about that. But we haven't had to worry about stuff like that. But there's the exciting stuff that's coming is the new year of 2025 and
right.
Some rebates and tax credits that are available. Excel is like tripling the rebate opportunities that are out there. I mean, what does that mean for somebody who has been kind of thinking, well, I need a new, look, and this is layman's talk, I need a new furnace. Well, we're trying to get you into heat pumps now. We're more efficient, save you money, and save you even more money thanks to Xcel, right?
Yeah, we were really surprised because at the beginning of the year, Xcel Energy announced that they were tripling their tax credit, or not their tax credits, their rebates. So the air source heat pumps last year, they were paying $750 per ton, and this year they're paying $2,200 per ton. And yeah, it was kind of amazing. They just kind of announced that at the end of December, and that just took, that took effect in 2025 in January 1. And yeah, so a lot of people need to jump on that bandwagon because Xcel Energy is trying to play catch up to some of their electrification goals. And so that's, that's what happened. And so we're getting ready for a really busy season.
In the past, and not too far past 2024 and 2023, there were opportunities. Xcel was offering some tax credits.
Rebates.
Rebates on that. Maybe the word just hasn't gotten out. I know we've tried really hard to tell people that there are opportunities. Xcel's not the only one, though, right? There are other opportunities to save money by putting in heat pumps.
Right. So, first of all, the air source heat pumps, what that means is that you're actually pulling heat out of the air and intensifying that heat to transfer into your home. Just think of it as kind of a reverse refrigerator. But that's what Xcel Energy has really started to target, because their goal was to be 80% electrification heating by 2030. They're behind on that goal, and so they, to get people more interested in the heat pumps, they've tripled it. And so now, we just had a customer who invested in a heat pump system with a gas furnace as their backup heat. But originally they were thinking that they were going to go with a furnace and an air conditioner, because they didn't really know what a heat pump was or understand it. But once we explained to them about the rebates, putting in the heat pump was actually less expensive for them than doing a furnace and an air conditioner.
Wait a minute, it was cheaper?
Yeah, it was like about $2,000 cheaper to go that way. And they got the fully modulating system, which then that was a huge benefit to them as well. So yeah, it's pretty amazing what what these rebates are doing for people in their pocketbooks.
So Nikki and I have been in our house for coming up on, well, it's 8 years, and we had an air conditioner put in,
right,
by you guys. Works yep. Great, fantastic. We already had the furnace was car talk here. It's stock, came with the house,
right?
Essentially. We could just turn around and get an air source heat pump and replace all of that and keep the furnace as the backup, essentially. And it would work in the summer here in Colorado?
Right. So, well, the heat pump works as an air conditioner, but in the wintertime it becomes your heat source. But it's the same unit. It's just one outdoor unit that it reverses the flow of refrigerant. So then the heat pump will work down to whatever temperature we, you know, set it to. And then if it gets too cold outside, then if we have a gas furnace as the backup, then the gas furnace will take over. And in some cases, people want to go fully electric, so they'll use an electric as their backup, and that'll heat the house adequately as well.
So as everybody remembers the weather early January, it got really cold
right
at night. That is probably when the backup system might kick on, because that's a lot. That's like we're living in Alaska kind of stuff. I mean, it got that cold that, well, maybe. Am I right about that, or could the heat pumps have handled that?
It depends on how your system is set up. So some heat pumps are designed to go all the way down to 20 below.
Oh, we didn't get that cold.
No, but at 20 below, they do lose capacity. So the heat pump probably won't be able to keep up. So at some point, the backup heat will kick in. And you know, some people are a lot, you know, very concerned about the, you know, carbon footprint. So they'll choose to go with fully electric systems. And then some people are more comfortable with having gas as their backup because it's, you know, it's just what everybody's used to.
Right. But XL doesn't want to get rid of that, but lawmakers are trying to get rid of that. So XL's obviously following along, and electrification, okay, great. They'll figure that out. I don't know where XL stands on all that. But everybody is worried about your carbon footprint.
Right.
So better to electrify.
Yeah, the whole idea is to, the grid is becoming more and more, the alternative energy sources, aside from burning natural gas to produce electricity, that's becoming less of the equation. So the last I looked on the Excel website, I think it was around 40% of the electricity is being produced by renewables, which is wind power or solar, hydro, you know, those kinds of things. And I mentioned this before, I wasn't really clear about it, but what they're trying to do is become 80% renewables by 2030 and 100% renewables by 2050. And so they're pushing hard to build the infrastructure for that. And also there's some programs where you can choose to get your electricity from renewables. And so you have to sign up for a program through Xcel Energy and some of the other smaller utilities like United Power and some of the rural electric co-ops are starting to do that type of thing as well.
Okay, so that's good. That was my next question because, as a matter of fact, just where Nikki and I live, we're United Power. We're not XL.
Right.
But United Power and others around the area are starting to kind of jump on board doing similar to what XL is doing, at least in the mission of trying to electrify.
Right, right, yeah. And this is something that a lot of utilities are, you know, doing some pretty aggressive rebates as well. And where I think people get confused a little bit about the difference between rebates and tax credits is that rebates tend to come from a utility. Denver, City of Denver, City and County of Denver has had a rebate program that's also very aggressive, and that's been a very successful program for the last 3 years now. And they decide to continue that on a year-to-year basis. But the difference between rebates and tax credits is that tax credits, for the most part, are based on your income levels, and, you know, it's assuming that you're paying taxes and can get credit on what you're paying the taxes for. So those are very lucrative as well. And, you know, all these different programs, when you combine them, you know, it doesn't make the cost of the system zero, but this is by far the most aggressive we've seen XL Energy be about, you know, putting money back into people's pockets to go with the heat pump system.
And for people that are buying these new systems, it's the most affordable.
Yeah, it really becomes that way. So an example is if you, let's say you put a 4-ton heat pump into your house and...
What size house? You say 4-ton. How big is the house? Is it...
Probably 2,500 to 3,000 square feet, somewhere in there.
So three bedroom, four bath, something like that kind of size, maybe, right. You know, 2-3 car garage.
Right. So XL Energy's current rebate is $2,200 per ton. So for that, you would get roughly $8,800. It may vary a little bit just based on some calculations that XL does. But so just for that alone, you can get an $8,800 rebate. And then some of the programs allow for, if you have to upgrade your electrical panel in Denver, they were paying $2,000 towards the electrical upgrade. And
wow.
There's a formula based on that. And then there's a federal tax credit of up to $2,500, I believe. Huh. And then...
Could have used that this year.
I'm sorry?
Could have used that this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So
I mean, obviously it would go on to, it'd go on to your 2025 taxes, but, you know, come April 2026 when you get a tax credit on there, that's pretty nice.
Yeah. So there's, you know, and heat pump water heaters is another one that's surprising. So when people convert their gas water heater to a heat pump water heater, then they're paying, I think it's $2,200 on a heat pump water heater too. And all these different appliances have different energy efficiency ratings, so it's important to make sure you pay attention to that because, in general, they need to be ENERGY STAR rated. But so you have to make sure that the installing contractor is paying attention to all that information.
Which we hope is you guys.
Well, of course.
I mean, it's what Sensible does.
Why would you call anybody else?
You have all of those products, and most of those products come from Bryan.
Yeah, our air source heat pumps come from Bryan, and then we also have geothermal heat pumps that we use water furnace for those. Those are excellent products. And for heat pump water heaters, we have a variety of suppliers for that. So, yeah, so it just depends on what people are... what they're interested in.
So Bryant has, in their air source heat pumps specifically, I learned something new from you guys about modulating heat pumps.
Right.
Saves more energy.
Yeah.
And cost effective for people who are running hot in the winter and cold in the summer, so to speak. It saves you, you know, some money.
Yeah, not all manufacturers and not all contractors are offering modulating systems. But the advantage to modulating systems, you know, are a couple things. One you mentioned, which is energy efficiency, but the other big part of it is comfort, because a lot of people have spots in their home that are too hot or too hot in the summer, too cold in the winter. And so when you modulate, think of like an accelerator on your car instead of a light switch. So most older systems are a single stage unit. They're either on or they're off, and they're on full blast or they're off completely. With modulating, you're slowly ramping up the amount of heating or the amount of cooling. And what that does is it distributes the air and the cooling and the heating more evenly through the house. So, you know, a lot of people have like a room over a garage that's too hot in the summer or too cold in the winter. And we've seen a lot of homes that do a lot better with the modulating system, and people are really, really happy with the results on those.
Here's another key thing. And I didn't realize this. I thought, oh, I'm watching on my thermostat. Oh, it's dropping down to 67 degrees. We want it at 68. So as soon as it drops down to 67, it comes on, and I'm thinking, well, it's ramping up. It's heating things up, and I'm talking specifically about wintertime here in Colorado. It's full blast until it gets to 68 degrees, essentially, on the thermostat, and then it turns it off. But it's turning it on full blast and then turning it off. That's hard on the system, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's short cycling. So that's the best analogy for that is, like, you know, when you're in stop-and-go traffic, then the wear and tear on your car is a lot harder. Same thing with your furnace. If it's turning on, turning off, it's short cycling. You know, all those things really make a difference. And with modulating, you get better life expectancy on the equipment because that's more like driving on the highway. We're just not as hard on the on the equipment, you know, that's trying to heat and cool the house.
Yeah, I've learned so much just about when we started talking about modulating systems. I was like, why wouldn't we do that? You offer that, obviously, from Bryant, sensibleheatingandcooling.net. If you want to find out more about it, we're writing about it all the time in our blogs. Obviously, we're talking about it in our podcast as we've started back up here in 2025. But you can find information on the website at sensibleheat.net. Also, you can find out information about tax credits, rebates, things that are being offered, where it's being offered from. If you have a question, you can call as well, and we can find some of that information for you. If you want to know more about modulating heat pumps or your furnace is just simply not working the way that you want it to, call 720-876-7166 is the number. You can certainly do that as well. We started to talk about you talked about water heaters, gas water heaters that can be converted. We can get to this electrification thing and turn them electric. Those are available. Everything is starting to go electric. It's all about electrification now, and everybody's starting to kind of get on board with this. I want to go back to what Bryant offers and what Sensible offers from Bryant when it comes to the modulating heat pumps. I don't think we quite got, but they have models and are available. And being a partner with Bryant, it's pretty easy for Sensible to be able to get a hold of and get that done pretty quickly.
Yeah. One other big industry change is about refrigerant. And so the new refrigerant that we're converting to, the industry is converting to, has lower global warming potential. So it's another environmental factor. And so those are becoming available this year. And the older models using the older refrigerant are starting to be phased out, but that refrigerant will still be available. And that's available in all the models, including the modulating ones. And the modulating equipment is not something that all manufacturers offer because I think the technology might be a little too advanced for some of the manufacturers, but Bryant is, you know, one of the largest corporations that has really gotten on the bandwagon with all of this, and they're very very sophisticated pieces of equipment that can be paired up with your phone, and you can actually see what the system is doing from your phone.
That's amazing.
And you can change settings on the thermostat. So, yeah, I mean, we're definitely 21st century technology, which, you know, when I first started in the business, then that was nothing that we even dreamed could happen. But, yeah, like everything else, it's being connected, and everybody's, you know, having a lot of fun with it, trying to figure out the best ways to save energy and stay comfortable.
Yeah, and, you know, we could even talk about some of the Wi-Fi thermostats that are out there. Everybody's seen everybody's videos now that have gone out. Yours is dropping very soon. But asking about what their favorite thing is about Wi-Fi thermostats. You know, I think for me, it would be being able to control it when I'm not at home and be able to turn the heat down a little bit, or in the summer, maybe not run the air conditioning all the time because we're off at a baseball game or we're on a family vacation, and that's kind of the last thing you think about when you walk out the door and you still have that opportunity. So those are available from Sensible Heating and Cooling as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting. We have a lot of customers that travel a lot. We have customers that have rental properties, and they want to be able to keep an eye on them. as far as like what the temperatures are set at. They also, you know, especially the people that travel a lot, when they're gone in the winter, they want to, if they're on a ski vacation or whatever, then they want to make sure that the house is being, you know, that it's safe and warm and comfortable, prevent freezing pipes, that kind of thing, which is especially important when it's 0 degrees outside. So it's just, you know, it's another layer of peace of mind to make sure that, you know, things are doing the things that they're supposed to.
Well, it's hopefully we're past. We got one Arctic blast. I hope that's the last one we have this winter. But
yeah,
you never,
me too.
You never know. We touched on a lot of different things here. If you want to know more about what we've talked about, you can always go back and listen some more. Our next podcast is going to be coming in March as well. So we're going to talk about something coming up in March, too. We talk so much, and we write so much information on our blogs about air source heat pumps. There are water source heat pumps. But Phil's going to explain it to us on our next podcast coming in March. I can tell you now there will be a blog out there that you can go find, and just go to sensibleheat.net and click on the blog tab that we have up top and find out more information about modulating heat pumps. We're going to get into geothermal for people who are interested in that. And we're going to keep talking about the XL Energy rebates. They have tripled in 2025. If you want to know more information about that, go to sensibleheat.net, and you can always call us at 720-876-7166. So that's our February edition of Electrification. Welcome back, Phil.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I know you've been busy this winter, and I'm sure plenty of service calls. You know, the real thing I think that we're trying to do here is to stop all the service calls and get everybody new systems that'll work and save the environment, right?
Well, there's always going to be service, but yeah, we were really happy because during that real cold spell, we had, you know, a lot less service calls than we thought there would be, only because everybody's systems were working so well. So yeah, it's kind of like going to the dentist to get maintenance and so prevent those big, you know, those big problems from happening.
Yeah, keep your systems healthy, and sensibleheat.net can certainly do that. 720-876-7166 or sensibleheat.net. Also, more information about the tax rebates and the credits that are available, as well as virtual estimates. You could get started on what kind of system you want just by simply punching in some of the numbers from your home, and then we can help walk you through the rest of the process. This is fun. I'll see you in March, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
For Phil Jensen, I'm Kawari Lopez. That's Electrification.